弟兄姊妹和朋友们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
我相信在我们人生的路上，根据我们自己的遭遇，你可能会分成很多的阶段。
We probably will break our life journey into different stages according to our circumstances.
但是其实在每一个阶段里面，神在我们身上工作的原则都是一样的。
But yet, the principle of God's work in every stage remains the same.
他借着各式各样的环境、不同的遭遇，来显明我们这个人到底是一个怎样的人。
Through different circumstances, he wants to expose so that we can know what kind of person we are.
他在这里显明到底我们在乎的，我们所在追求的到底是什么。
He will reveal to us what we really care and what is our pursuit.
但是在更积极的上面呢，他是希望借着我们这一切的遭遇，或是他把我们显明出来之后。
But his positive purpose is that after his revelation,
让我们里面产生一个要追求更好的，追求永恒的。
That we will have this desire to pursue what is even better and eternal.
或是让我们有机会能够真正的认识他。
So that we have a chance to get to know him really.
对于一个像我已经信主40多年的基督徒，我自己也是觉得神常常在我身上，让我对自己和对他有新的认识和发现。
Even I have been Christian for more than 40 years, and yet God often works in my heart so that I will have new revelation knowledge of Him.
很多的时候我们都以为，哎呀，一些功课已经学好了哈。
Oftentimes we may think, oh, we have learned some lessons well already.
但是是在那样子的处境底下，你可能已经得胜了。
Yes, perhaps in certain circumstances you have overcome.
但是神可以借着一些不同的人事物来摸着我们更深之处的时候，你才发现，哎呀，我其实还有许多未得之地啊。
But yes, sometimes through deeper circumstances, we get to know we still have lands to be possessed.
然后我们对神又产生着新的需要、新的渴慕、新的经历。
Therefore, we have this new need, a new desire, a new experience.
虽然这个过程不舒服哈。
Yes, sometimes the process is not on.It's not comfortable.
常常是不舒服，而且有的时候很不舒服。
Oftentimes it's uncomfortable or very uncomfortable.
但是我们过了以后，却发现我们生命被改变了。
But afterwards, we realize that we have been transformed.
我们发现我们跟神的关系更真实了。
And our relationship with the Lord becomes even more real.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前都不要灰心，我们加油。
Therefore, let us not be discouraged, but press on.
每一个阶段靠着良人从旷野走出来，你就发现我们的生命被改变了，跟他的关系被改变了。
Every stage through the help of our beloved that we can come through and we realize that our life has been transformed and our relationship with him has become even more real.
所以今天早上会前我在这里祷告的时候，我就想到不管我们现在的情形如何哈。
Before the meeting this morning when I was praying here, I remember,Whatever situation we are in right now,
我们亲近神，来到神的面前，永远跟我们是有益处的。
Whenever we come before the Lord, it will always be beneficial.
不管我们原来多糟或者原来多好。
Whether we were really bad or very good before,
每一次跟主相遇，一定会让我们更好。
Every encounter with the Lord will help us to become even better.
因为我们的主太伟大了，他太爱我们了。
Because our God is so great and He loves us so much.
爱到一个地步，连人都看不起我们，我们对自己都灰心失望了，但是他永远爱我们。
Even when we despise ourselves and people get disappointed with us, yet He still loves us forever.
让我们可以上行再上行。
Therefore, we can press on and press on.
刚才后面唱的这三首诗歌讲到他是我们的意向，他是我们的中心，他是我们一切的一切。
The songs we just sang that Jesus is our vision, He's our center, and He's our all in all.
就是我们在所有的环境里面，我们都可以来经历他，来认识他。
We get to experience Him and know Him in all of our circumstances.
我们刚过的周末，各个小组都有小组的福音聚会，听说很好哈，大部分都很好。
I heard many good news about our small group gospel meetings in the past weekend.
然后听说昨天 campus 福音聚会来了四五十个福音朋友。
We heard that campus fellowship had about 40 or 50 gospel friends.
然后 Santa Clara 大学的这些新生几乎都被请来了，我们真感谢主哈。
Almost all the new students at Santa Clara University were invited here. We really praise the Lord.
我希望我们的生命，我们跟神的关系，我们各样的侍奉都能够上行又上行，不断的进步。
I hope that we will continue to make progress in our spiritual life, in our pursuit and our relationship with the Lord.
今天我要继续讲这些人是谁的这个主题，第十五题了。
Today we are coming to the 15th message on who are these people.
上次我们今天要讲以利沙，上次我们讲以利亚，以利亚是以利沙的师父，不是双胞胎的兄弟哈。
Today we're going to talk about Elisha, and last message was on Elijah. No, they're not twins. Elijah was Elisha's master.
这个以利沙被以利亚召出来以后，跟着他一段时间，跟多少我们不知道。
Elisha was being called by Elijah, and afterwards he followed Elijah.For a certain period of time, we don't know exactly how long.
在我们讲以利亚的时候
，When we were talking about Elijah,
我曾经引用《列王记下》第二章第十四节。
I quoted Second Kings, second chapter, verse 14.
那时候以利沙发出了一个呼声，说：“以利亚的神在哪里
？”At that time, Elisha was crying out.Who is the God of Elijah?
就是以利亚的身上让人看见他所信的神是这么真实的神。
Because from Elijah, people can see this real God that he believed.
我不晓得大家还记不记得我上次讲过以利亚所信的神是一个怎样的神，大家还记得吗
？I don't know if you still remember. I describe about the God whom Elijah believed.
我在中国大概起码讲了八个点，我在我们中间浓缩浓缩，只讲四个点。
In China, I talk about 8 points. Here, I condense into 4 points.
四个点我不晓得大家还记不记得。
Do you still remember?
第一个以利亚所信的神是一位全能的神。
The first one is that Elijah's God is an almighty God.
他行神迹，他独行其事，他是独一的神。
He is the only God, almighty God, he performs miracles.
第二个我们讲到这么伟大的神，全能的神，却是一个这么细微的爱，这么体恤的爱，满了爱，满了恩慈的神。
And yet this great God is full of tender mercies and compassion.
那以利亚那么累了，他叫天使给他预备水，还要刚刚烧的饼给他吃。
When Elijah was so much in fatigue that he sent his angels to prepare a meal for him.
充满了体恤，大祭司完全能体恤我们所有的软弱。
He was so full of understanding and compassion, just like a great high priest who can fully sympathize with us.
就连他的仆人明明跑了，不干了。求死了，软弱了，他还是这么爱他。
Even his servant deserted his ministry, ran away from his ministry, and he still loved him so much.
第三个，我讲到以利亚所信的神 ，the God of present time， 他是一个现在的神。
And then the third point is that he is a God of present time.
因为他问以利亚说：“以利亚，以利亚，你在这里做什么
？”Because he asked Elijah.Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here?
What are you doing? 是说你现在正在做什么，不是说你过去做了什么，或者你将来准备做什么。
He was asking Elijah, what are you doing at this moment? Not what you have done before or what you plan to do in the future.
神在乎我们的现在。
Because God cares about our present time.
神在乎我们的每一个今天，每一个现在。
He cares about our today and our present moment.
我们不用去讲过去我多么的失败或多么的得胜。
We don't have to mention about our past failures or success.
我们也不用在这里说主啊，有一天我要爱你。
Oh, we don't have to promise to the Lord one day I will love you.
主在乎的是每一个的现在。
Because God cares about our present moment.
而且不仅仅是在时间上，他在乎现在。
Not only that, in the frame of time, He cares about our present moment.
他说 ，What are you doing here? 你是现在你所在的地方，就是你可以被我用的地方。
And He also asks, What are you doing here? Because where you are, that you can be right there and be used by me.
就在现在，就在你所在的地方，你可以来经历我。
Just like at this moment and at where exactly where you are, you can experience me.
好，然后最后我们看见以利亚所信的神是一个 God of the second chance， 他永远给人第二次机会。
And the fourth point is that a God that Elijah believes is the God of second chance. He can always give us second chance.
啊，他失败了，他软弱了，他灰心了，他丧气了，但是神恢复他，神 rebuild， 神重建他。
Yes, Elijah failed, get discouraged and depressed, but yet God restored him and gave him a second chance.
神给他三个使命。
And God gave him,he renewed and gave him three new commissions.
让以利亚又重新出发。
Therefore, Elijah was able to take off again.
成为以色列家的战车马兵。
And became the chariot and horseman of Israel.
但是当我讲以利亚的时候，我同时也引用雅各书第五章第十七节。
And then when I was preaching about Elijah, I also quoted.From the book of James, chapter 5, verse 17. When Elijah was asking, where is the God of Elijah?
我根据雅各书五章十七节，我在这里问了一个问题，神的以利亚在哪里？
But according to the book of James, chapter 5, verse 17, I also asked a question, where is the Elijah of God?
因为那里告诉我们说，以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人。
Because in that book it says Elijah has the same human nature just as us.
并不是他天生丽质，他天生就是属灵伟人。
It's not that he was born a spiritual giant.
他跟我们有一样的性情。
He shares with us the same nature.
他会软弱，他会灰心，他会失望，他会跌倒。
Yes, he can be weak, he can be disappointed, and he can be stumbled.
但是他却在神的手中成为以色列家的战车马兵。
But yet in God's hands, he has transformed to become a chariot and horseman of Israel.
所以当我们读了说以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人的时候，
So when we study that he was a man with a nature just like us，
我们就要为着神问一个问题，就是神的以利亚到底在哪里？
Therefore we ought to ask a question on God's behalf， Where is God's Elijah？
这就是我今天要讲的题目了。
And this is the message I'm talking about today。
神的以利亚，我们看见他培养出一个以利沙来。
That Elijah has led and shaped Elisha。
以利沙是一个非常平凡的人。
Elisha was a very ordinary man.
但是他却过了一个非常不平凡的人生。
And yet he lived an extraordinary life.
他整个的人生有非常不平凡的表现。
Because he had done extraordinary things.
那我们就是要来看跟以利亚有一样性情的以利沙。
So today we're going to look at Elisha, who shares the same human nature as Elijah.
他怎样在神的手中变为有用啊？
And how he became useful in God's hands.
那我们在读圣经的时候，
As we study the scriptures,
有很多所谓的属灵伟人或者不平凡的人出现。
And then we will see many spiritual giants and extraordinary men.
然后你发现在这些人身上有一些共同的特点啊。
And yet we can see some common traits shared among them.
第一个，没有一个属灵的伟人是天生的。
First of all, none of them were born that way.
他们整个的人生都经历了无数的挑战考验，而至终在神的手中成为不平凡的器皿。
All through their lives, they have experienced and gone through many challenges and difficulties, and yet in God's hands, they were shaped and formed into something useful.
所以没有一个人生来就是伟人的。
So no one was born a great giant.
第二个
，Secondly,
没有一个属灵的伟人或是在神手中重用的器皿。而是指着外面的。
None of the spiritual giants that we talk about are mainly outward.
他们都是先在生命里面得胜。
They have to overcome in the realm of life first.
神才借着他们带出神的作为。
Then God can use them and then for great works.
第三个。
Thirdly.
没有一个属灵的伟人是凭着自己或是为着自己而活出了这样子的不平凡。
None of the spiritual giants lived an extraordinary life by their own strength and or for themselves.
我再说好，没有一个人是凭着自己、为着自己能够活出这样子的不平凡。
Let me stress again, none of them lived an extraordinary life by their own strength or lived for their own selves.
他们都是非常的谦卑，学会依靠神。
They were all very humble and learned to trust in God.
所以在这里我们看见他们身上的三个特点，没有一个人天生的，都是经过了许多的挑战。
So here we see three common traits that share among all of them. First of all, none of them were born as spiritual giants. They all have gone through many difficulties and challenges.
没有一个人的不平凡只是在外面的，而是先在他们生命里面被神改变成为不平凡的生命。
None of them are being extraordinary are just outward. They were all being transformed in the inner life by God first.
他们的得胜是先是在生命里面，才可能外面带下来得胜。
Their victory occurs with in their inner life first, and then our manifestation.
第三个，没有一个人是凭着自己，或是靠着自己， 能够活出这样子的卓越，这样子的不平凡。
And none of them lived an extraordinary life simply by their own strength and for their own purpose.
那今天我们在以利沙的身上就清清楚楚地看见这三件事情。
Today we will see these three things very clearly in the life of Elisha.
以利沙的故事很长哈。
Yes, Elisha has the scripture used many verses to describe the life of Elisha.
我就精挑细选地挑几节跟大家读一读。
So I only handpicked a few verses to share with you.
我们先看列王记上十九章。
First, let's turn to First Kings chapter 19.
列王记上十九章就是他蒙召的时候。
This is when he was being called.
圣经上他第一次出现的时候。
This is the first time he appeared in the Bible.
我想为了时间的关系，你们自己 看中文、英文，愿意跟我一起读没关系，我来读十九节到二十一节。于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见撒法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛，自己赶着第十二对。以利亚到他那里去，将自己的外衣搭在他身上。以利沙看见，以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚那里说：“求你容我先与父母亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。”以利亚对他说：“你回去吧，我向你做了什么呢？”以利沙就离开他，回去宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃，随后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他。我们请读列王记下第二章。
And Second Kings chapter 2.
我经文是列的第一节到十五节，但是我跳着读，好，所以请你们跟着我。第二章第一节，耶和华要用旋风接以利亚升天的时候，以利亚与以利沙从吉甲前往。以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差我往伯特利去，你可以在这里等候。”以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。”于是二人下到伯特利，住伯特利的先知门徒出来见以利沙，对他说：“耶和华今日要接你的师父离开你，你知不知道？”他说：“我知道，你们不要作声。”以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差遣我往耶利哥去。”好，底下的经文就是重复了哈，他一共经过四个地方，从吉甲、伯特利、耶利哥到约旦河，都是类似的话。
So this passage described the journey that Elijah took and Elisha followed from Gilgal to Bethel to Jericho to the Jordan, and then these conversations repeated during every stage.
发生的对话都是以利亚说：“神差我往哪里去？啊，所以你可以留在这里啊，请你，他特别加的 ，please stay here 啊，请你留在这，不要跟我。
”And the dialogue always goes like this: "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me." On to a certain place.
然后以利沙就对他说哈，他说这个我在耶和华面前，我指着永生的耶和华，又在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。
And Elisha always replies, "As the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you."
你去读英文的话，就是说只要神还活着，还有你还活着，我就永远不离开你。
So the English translation is, "As long as the Lord lives and your soul lives, I will not leave you."
然后另外一件事情要注意的，就是发现所有其他的门徒都知道以利亚今天要走。
Another thing is that all the other sons of prophets knew.That Elijah was going to take be taken up.
但是却没有一个人像以利沙一样一直起来跟着以利亚。
But yet none of them follow Elijah like Elisha did.
好，那我们这个故事就轮到这。好，然后我们现在读到第七节。
And then now let's turn to verse 7.
这是到了最后了，到最后一站约旦河了。
So at the last stop at the Jordan.
他说有先知的门徒去了五十人，远远地站在他们对面，二人在约旦河边站住。以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用以打水，水就左右分开，二人就走干地而过。过去之后，以利亚对以利沙说：“我未曾被接去离开你，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。”以利沙说：“愿感动你的灵加倍感动我。”以利亚说：“你所求的难得，虽然如此，我被接去离开你的时候，你若看见我，就必得着，必然不然必得不着了。”他们正走着说话，忽有火马将二人隔开，以利亚就乘旋风升天去了。以利沙看见就呼叫说：“我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊！”以后不再见他了。于是以利沙把自己的衣服撕为两半，他拾起以利亚身上掉下来的外衣， 回去站在约旦河边，他用以利亚身上掉下来的外衣打水说，耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？打水之后，水也左右分开，以利沙就过来了。十五节，住耶利哥的先知门徒从对面看见他，就说感动以利亚的灵，感动以利沙了。他们就来迎接他，在他面前伏伏于地。好，我们读第三章。
And now let's turn to chapter 3.
第三章是在这里有三个王要去打摩押。
Here, three kings were about to fight with the Moabites.
结果发现缺水啊。
And then they lack water.
他们就需要去请教先知该怎么办。
So they wanted to inquire the prophets as what to do.
所以我们读第三章的十一节跟十二节。
Let's read chapter 3 verses 11 and 12.
约瑟法说，这里不是有耶和华的先知吗？我们可以托他去问耶和华。以色列王的一个臣子回答说，这里有撒法的儿子以利沙，就是从前服侍以利亚的。约撒法说，他必有耶和华的话。那请大家注意，那从前服侍以利亚的小字，原文作倒水在以利亚手上的。
And here we want to pay attention that translations, some translator that Elisha served Elijah, or he who pour water on the hands of Elijah.
好，一直从第四章到第十三章都在讲以利沙的事迹啊。
And then chapters 4 through 11 all talk about the miracles performed by Elisha.
我们最后再读一节就好了，十三章十四节，以利沙要死了。
Lastly, let's turn to the chapter 13.
十三章十四节，以利沙得了必死的病，以色列的王约阿斯下来看他，伏在他脸上哭泣说，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵。好，我们圣经就读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture reading.
那我想我们很快的把以利沙简单的走过一下。
So we just quickly, briefly went through the life of Elisha.
然后我希望从他的身上能够看见怎么样子一个平凡的人能够活出一个不平凡的人生。
I hope that from his life we can get to see how an ordinary man can live an extraordinary life.
那我不晓得我们在座的人有谁觉得自己是非常不平凡的人。
Is there any one of us here think that you have an extraordinary life?
如果你觉得你很不平凡的话，那这篇信息对你帮助稍微少一点。
If you think you're really extraordinary, then this message might not help you that much.
那你如果你觉得你真的是很平凡，平凡到已经快要变得不平凡了，这篇信息对你很好。
If you think you're so ordinary to a point that it almost becomes extraordinary, then this message might be helpful for you.
那第一个看见神的救恩临到他。
First of all, we see that God's salvation came upon him.
神差遣以利亚来呼召以利沙出来。
Because God sent Elijah to call out Elisha.
不是以利沙自己去找以利亚，乃是以利亚来找以利沙。
It's not that Elisha went to search for Elijah, but Elijah came to search for him.
今天我们每一个人得救，差不多都是主耶稣来寻找我们。
Today, every one of us is saved because Jesus came to look for us.
不是我们寻找他，是他来寻找我们。
It's not that we look for him, but he came to seek us out.
在我们人生的旷野上，我们荒凉、失迷、痛苦、无助的时候，耶稣的爱临到我们。
In this wilderness of life, when we were so, in such a desolation and disappointed and worry, he came to look for us.
耶稣的救恩临到我们，而且他呼召我们从世界里面出来。
The salvation of Jesus came to us, and he also called us out of this world.
能够过一个非常有意义、有价值的人生。
So that we can live a meaningful and very valuable life.
但是我刚才在读列王记上十九章的时候
，As I was reading First Kings chapter 19.
我们在座 Thomas 最近都读经读得很好哈。你们觉得以利沙被召出来以前？你可以从刚刚那样一个小小的 paragraph 里面，你可以读出来它有什么特点吗？
Can we ask brothers and sisters in the Thomas group, from the passages, can you kind of pick up some clues about Elisha before he was called?
哇 ，Thomas group 全部低头了哈。Sam， 哈哈，any special for Elisha？很多牛，对你们这种这些爱吃 steak 的
，Yeah,
yeah, very good 哈、
huh? ，Yeah,
十二对牛
Yes, he had 12 yokes of oxen.
这句话说明了他的家是非常有钱的。
In other words, he was from a wealthy family.
你知道摩西颁布律法的时候就说如果你连牛都献不起给神的话你可以献羊羊献不起的话可以献斑鸠跟鸽子。
Because in the law of Moses, he says, if you cannot, when you offer sacrifices, if you cannot afford an ox, then you can offer sheep or even pigeons.
那个时候能够有钱买牛来替你耕地的已经是有钱人。
So at that time, only wealthy family can afford having oxen to plow the field for them.
能够有一对牛呢更是有钱人。
It's already very wealthy if you can afford a yoke.
他有多少对？
But he had 12.
他有12对。
He had 12 pairs of oxen.
你就发现第一个他是一个背景是有钱的人家。
So we can tell from his family background, he came from wealthy family.
第二个当伊丽莎来找他伊利亚来找他的时候。
And also when Elijah came to him.
他自己在田里面耕地。
He was actually plowing the field by himself.
说到这个人是一个非常勤快非常踏实的一个人。
So this is a man that was very diligent and down to earth.
虽然他有很多的产业，他是在当时，至少在当时的人里面，他是有钱人。
Yes, at his time he was a wealthy man.
但是他却非常的勤劳，亲自下田。
Yet he was very diligent and down to earth. He was plowing the field by himself.
第三个，当以利亚来招他的时候
，And also when Elijah came to call him,
他把这个套牛的器具，就是那些牛轭这些哈。他把它当柴来烧这个牛。
He used the oxen's equipment, the yokes, the wood, and then burned it as the fire.
这个说到他破釜沉舟啊，就是他绝对全心的来跟随主。
It just shows
no turning back.
It just shows his determination to follow the Lord, to follow Elijah. No turning back. He was burning his bridges.
啊、他如果只是想试试看看看能不能走下去的话那么他宰一条牛、如果不行再回来。
But if he was just going to take a chance and then test it out, he could have just slaughtered one pair of oxen. He would still have a way back.、
他家那么有钱决定有很多柴的。
I'm sure、he came from a wealthy family. They must have a lot of firewood.
但是他却把套牛的器具整个烧掉。
But yet he used the oxen's equipment as the firewood to burn it out.
就是我曾经讲过一个故事，在中古世纪，很多的修道院都很怕这些修士们溜掉哈。
As I share with you a story in the medieval times, in the covens, they were afraid the monks would run away.
啊，怕他们在这里受不了这个苦，又想念世界，会跑掉，所以把他们的衣服都收的藏起来，锁起来。
So they are afraid that once the monks Once the monks enter the convents, they cannot stand the suffering and the harsh life that they may run away. So they kept their worldly, secular clothes and locked them up.
只有一个修道院很特别，他会把所有的这些衣服都挂在进门的衣橱里面，而且不上锁。
Only one convent was very special. They would leave their secular clothes out there without locks.
它上面大大的写着 "You are free to leave anytime." 你任何时候想走就走。
And then it has a sign on those clothes that you're free to leave anytime.
因为神要得到一般人是甘心把自己奉献，真正起来跟随主的人。
Because God wants to obtain a group of people who are willingly follow the Lord.
所以主在每一个蒙召的人都会问我们，我们到底要什么？
So actually, God will ask every one of us who are called a question.
弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要信耶稣？
Why do you want to believe in Jesus?
我们为什么要来聚会?
Why do you come to meetings?
我们为什么要侍奉?
Why do you serve?
我们为什么做这个决定? 我们为什么做那个决定?
Why do you make this decision and that decision?
其实主都一直在问我们, What do you want? 你到底要什么?
Actually, the Lord kept on asking us, What do you want?
我们愿意为了得到上好的, 得到我们的主, 为他有所舍下。
Are we willing to lay down some things in order to obtain the Lord and His best blessings?
这是以利沙身上的第一个不同。
So this is one characteristic of Elijah.He was an ordinary man.
他听过很多以利亚的故事。
He probably heard a lot of stories about Elijah.
他听说以利亚行过很多的神迹。
He probably heard that Elijah performed many miracles.
等到当以利亚来呼召他的时候
，So when Elijah came to call him,
他愿意有份于这位伟大，认识这位伟大的神，为这位伟大的神而活，他撇下一切。
He was willing to be part of it to get to know this great God, and he was willing to forsake all.
第二件事情
，Second,
我在你讲到他殷勤侍奉，谦卑学习。
This person, Elijah served diligently and humbly learned.
因为从十九章列王记上十九章，他蒙召，一直到列王记下第二章，中间从来没有记载过以利沙。
Because from the moment that he was called in 1 Kings chapter 19 until 2 Kings chapter 2, the Bible did not mention about Elisha at all.
当以利亚在那里叱咤风云，在那里行神迹，为神做大功的时候，以利沙跟在他旁边，但是圣经上一个字都不记载他。
When Elijah was such a man in Israel, he was performing all kinds of miracles. The Bible did not mention about Elijah at all. He was just following Elijah by the side.
一直到以利亚升天之后，以利沙才开始他的 ministry.
And Elijah's ministry only began after Elijah was taken up.
那这一段空档好像没有记载的日子。
And during this period of time, as if it was kind of blank for him.
到底以利沙在做什么？
Exactly what was Elisha doing?
圣经给我们开了一个小小的窗户，让我们看了一点。
The scripture opened up a tiny window so that we can take a peek.
就是第三章说的，就是那从前倒水在以利亚手上的。
This is from the third chapter of 2 Kings. It says, Elisha who was pouring water on the hands of Elijah.
换句话说，以利沙出来跟着以利亚以后，他一直是做一个仆人才做的事情。
In other words, after Elisha was being called, he was following Elijah and being his servant.
还是伊利亚要洗手的时候，仆人赶快要倒水。那这件事情就是伊利沙在做的事情。
So when Elijah needs to wash his hands, Elisha will quickly pour water on his hands because that's his duty.
这是我们每一个爱主的人、有心侍奉主的人面对的挑战跟考验。
And this is a challenge and test for every one of us who wants to serve the Lord.
我们不爱主，或是没有奉献、没有摆上的时候。这样子的感觉还不会太强。
We will not feel this in depth if we do not follow the Lord or we are not willing to serve Him.
因为我们是半斤八两，不冷不热，undercover 的跟随主。
If we just like a lukewarm in following the Lord, we will not feel this.
可是当我们真心为着主的时候
，But if our heart is truly for the Lord,
我们就希望别人能够看得见我们，别人能够 recognize 我们，别人能够称赞我们，我们能够被使用，能够被发挥。
Then we wish that people can recognize us and can use us so that we can be used.
但是他却被隐藏。
But yet he was being hidden.
他却被不用。
And then he was being as if put aside.
所以当我讲到大卫的时候，我说一个人要能够被神用以前，他要先学会被神不用。
So when I was preaching about David, I mentioned that for a person to learn to be used by God, he first has to learn to be not used.
神把大卫放在宝座前，先把他放在伯利恒的旷野去牧羊。
Before God puts David on his throne, he was being put in the wilderness to shepherd his sheep.
神要用约瑟之前，先把约瑟放在监狱里面。
Before God used Joseph, he put him in prison.
神要用保罗之前，先把他放在亚拉伯的旷野跟大树，几乎十年的时间没有人管他。
Before God used Paul, he put in the desert of Arab and Tarsus about for 10 years.
明明他看的异象这么大，他得到的呼召这么荣耀。
Indeed, he saw such a great vision and received such a glorious calling.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在以利沙身上做的。
So this is God's work in the life of Elisha.
让没有人注意他，而且他做的是非常平凡的事。
While he was being unnoticed, he was doing something very ordinary.
这是侍奉主的人很大的考验。
And this is a great challenge for anyone who wants to serve the Lord.
然后你发现以利沙不仅仅没有埋怨，他也没溜掉。他没有跑掉。
Okay, not only that Elisha did not complain, he did not run away either.
哎呀，我跟你跟了这么久，你从来不用我，从来没有机会，那算了，不跟了哈。
He never complained that I have followed you for such a long time, you never used me, forget it, I'll just quit.
前几天我们跟一个姊妹讲到，她说他们从前所在的教会，他们的牧师哈。
A couple of days ago, we had a fellowship with a sister, and she mentioned about He's the pastor of her previous church.
他很在乎弟兄姊妹对他的看法，要弟兄姊妹给他肯定。
And then the pastor really care about what people think and say about him. He really care about affirmation from brothers and sisters.
所以他每次上台讲道以前
，So every time before he went up to the pulpit to preach.
这个在台上的这个带领的人要先喊说牧师。
And then maybe the MC or the song leader will have to say, first call out pastor.
然后会众就要回应说，你好棒。
And the congregation had to respond, you are great.
牧师然后底下说你好棒要三次。
And then the MC will say again, pastor, and the congregation will say, you are great. They have to repeat this for 3 times.
然后他才上台讲道。
And then he will come up to the pulpit to preach.
那我不晓得这是这样子的喊是要夸他呢还是要宣告哈。
I don't know if this is a compliment, praise, or a proclamation.
那夸的话就表示人骄傲了哈。如果是宣告，表示他自己觉得不行，你们要给我鼓励哈。
Well, if this is praise, then that might feed his pride. But if this is proclamation, he probably needed encouragement and affirmation.
但是你发现伊丽莎蒙招谬，叫人家喊说：“哇，你真棒，你跟着伊利亚，然后不被他用。”
But yet we do not see Elisha.After being called, needed people's proclamation or affirmation.
你发现圣经上都不记载他。
The scripture did not mention about him.
就是那样安安静静、默默无声，一直做一个仆人做的事情。
So he quietly and without being noticed, served as a servant.
但是你却发现他在最平凡的生活、最卑微的角色里面。
And yet, in the most ordinary life, with the most humble role that he played,
他培养了不平凡的生命。
He has cultivated and nourished this extraordinary life.
以至于将来他能够活出不平凡的生活。
Therefore, he was able to manifest and live an extraordinary life.
这是为什么我讲伊丽莎的时候，我特别定他的题目叫做“平凡中的不平凡”。
Therefore, I give this the theme of this message, an extraordinary life in an ordinary.
你去读他这一生的故事，他真的是行了太多的神迹，而这些神迹跟耶稣所行的神迹非常像。
If you study his life, you will see that he has performed so many miracles, and they resemble the miracles performed by Jesus.
他能够叫死人复活。
He was able to raise the dead from raise the dead.
他能够借着一点的粮食，能够叫很多人吃饱。
And he was able to feed many with a little bit of food.
他能够看见人看不见的，他知道整个火山火这个耶和华这个火山火马这个军队在这里保护他们。
He was able to see the invisibles. He was able to see the fiery armies of the Lord who are protecting them.
他能够洞察仇敌的作为，仇敌没来他都知道的。
He was able to discern and had a sense of the enemy's move even before they came.
他能够让大麻风得到医治。
He was able to cure the leprosy.
所以他的确行了很多的神迹。
Yes, he indeed performed many signs and wonders.
但是在神拿出来用他之前
，But yet before God was using him,
神把他摆在一个最卑微、一个最平凡的角色里面。
Yeah, God has given him the most ordinary role and a humble role to play.
然后 for how long we don't know. 我们没有一个人知道到底这个时间多长。
We don't know how long this period lasted.
所以弟兄姊妹，在你目前所处的环境里面，你千万不要灰心哈。
Therefore, please do not be discouraged in the circumstances you are in right now.
你可能会说，我只想这个痛苦赶快过去，我才不羡慕什么不平凡。
You probably say, all I wish is that this hardship will go away. I do not care if I'm extraordinary.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们的神爱我们。
But yet our God loves us.
他要教，不见得借我们一定要做什么不平凡的大事。
It's not that we really have to do something really great.
但是他喜欢把不平凡的生命组织在我们里面。
But yet he loves to constitute this extraordinary life within us.
那我们的生活再也不一样。
So that our life will no longer be the same.
九月二十号那个竭诚为主 ，Oswald Chambers 里面有一句话很摸着我。
My utmost for his highest on September 20th. I was really touched by that.
他说信徒生活的秘诀就是靠着神的恩典，能够让我们里面的这个 supernatural 超然的能够变为自然的。
So the secret to our Christian walk is that we will let this supernatural life to become natural in our lives.
因为我们里面有一个 supernatural 的生命哈。
Because we do have a supernatural life within us.
但是它却要透过最平凡的哈，最平凡的生活里面，能够自然的涌流，自然的流露出来。
Yeah, this supernatural life will outflow naturally in this ordinary person.
它能够流露出在我们夫妻争执。或者在为孩子这个换尿布，或是我们在这里处理轮胎破掉，或是昨天不小心撞了车哈。
So this supernatural life will naturally flow out of us in situations when we handle about our family conflicts or when we have an accident or when we're changing diapers in our ordinary life.
这是伊丽莎。
So this is Elisha.
所以以前我认识一个年长的牧师，他说他们教会在立执事之前。
So I met an elderly pastor who told me that at their church before they ordained deacons.
因为提摩太前书三章说到执事需要先经过试验。
Because in 1 Timothy chapter 3 it says all deacons will have to go through testing first.
我那天就很好奇，我说张牧师你都怎么试验的？
Therefore, out of curiosity, I asked the elderly pastor. So, pastor, how do you test people?
他说，例如说我后面有一批年轻人跟着我在后面走过来。
And he says, for example, when a group of young people following me.
我就故意把一张纸屑不小心丢在地上。
I will purposely throw trash on the floor.
他说我就看看他们中间哪一个人会弯腰下去捡起来。
And I'll turn around to see which one of them will pick it up.
所以那次他跟我讲完以后，我就跟我们的同工们讲。
So after that, I share with my coworkers.
我不是泄露考题了，我只是把别人的经验跟他们讲。
I'm not to tell the secrets, but I was telling, share with them other people's experiences.
没想到我们中间一个弟兄马上就说，如果是我的话，我就说张牧师你怎么乱丢垃圾。
One brother says, well, if I were there, I would say, hey, Pastor John, why did you just throw trash on the floor?
我说那你就一定不会被他挑了。
Then I don't think you will be picked by him to be a deacon.
弟兄姊妹，这个是平凡中间，我们不容易的。
It is not easy.
底下讲到他专心跟随。
And then he also wholeheartedly followed.
他那么认真地跟随以利亚。
He seriously followed Elijah.
因为他知道这个人不一样。
Because he knew this person was different.
他知道这个人身上神有特别特别的这个说不出来的这个祝福能力在这个人身上。
Because he could sense this unspeakable blessing and power of God on this person.
所以他那么专心地付代价跟随他。
So he wholeheartedly followed and paid all the price.
所以就开始的往下第二章那么长的记载，这四段路。
Therefore, we see in 2 Kings these four stages of journey.
那个以利亚他的师父几次对他说：“耶和华差我往哪里去？你可以在这里等我。”他说 ：“Please stay here.”
For several times, his master Elijah told him, "Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to a certain place."
刚才我说过，任何一个属灵的伟人，他这一生都充满着试验，充满了考验。
As I said, all spiritual giants, their lives are full of challenges and testing.
以利沙这一生一直被考验。
Throughout the life of Elijah, he continually being tested.
他舍不舍得丢下他舒适的生活、有钱的生活起来跟随，这是个考验。
Yes, whether he was able to.Forsake his comfortable life and follow. That was a test.
他甘不甘于平凡，然后做卑微、做仆人的事，倒水在以利亚的手上，这是个考验，而且很大的考验。
Was he willing to be humble and being unnoticed to serve Elijah and pour water on his hands? That was another great test.
每一个考验也都是一种淘汰。
And every test means elimination.
世界没有淘汰他。
Yes, the world did not eliminate him.
平凡卑微的角色没有淘汰他。
And humble roles did not disqualify him.
那连带领他的人生了，这个时候也来考验他，你可以走，你不要留。Please stay.
But yet at the last stage, even his leader, his master was testing him.
Says,
Please stay here.
你不需要再花代价了。
You don't have to keep paying the price anymore.
你可以留在这里。
You can remain here.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，带领者也是一个考验。
Brothers and sisters, you have to know that our leaders can be a test.
所以主耶稣对他们说：“你们也要退去吗？就是你们要退，可以。”
That's why Jesus said to his disciples, "Are you also going to leave? Go ahead."
主耶稣从来不说你必须跟随我，而是说若有人要跟从我，这都是考验。
Jesus never says you must follow me. He always says if anyone follows me, because that is a test.
每一个若都说到神把拣选权交给我们。
Every time when God says if, He's giving us a free will to choose.
它是个考验，它是个挑战，它是个淘汰。
It is a test and it is a challenge. It's also a elimination.
所以以利亚在这里一再的对以利沙说：“你可以停在这里。”
So Elijah kept telling Elijah, "You can stay here."
但是以利沙决定不让他走。
But Elijah would not let him go.
不是不让他走，他决定不让他让他走，他一直跟着他。
Because he would never quit, he would keep following.
所以那么多人都说知道你的师父今天要被提了。
Many people already knew that his master was going to be taken away from him.
但是只有以利沙一个人起来跟随。
But only Elijah followed.
有心追求、羡慕善功、立心愿，这都是很宝贵的事情。
Yes, it is very precious when we have the heart to pursue and to do good ministries.
但是最难的都不是这些事情。
But yeah, these are not the hardest.
最难的事情是我们真正付出代价，真正让心愿成为实际。
What's the hardest part is to actually pay the price to fulfill our desires.
真正的困难是我们活出了我们所羡慕的。
So that we can live out what we desire.
这里讲到四段的路程，我今天没有空去细讲它。
So today I don't have the time to go through the details of these four stages of journey.
每一段都有它特殊的意义。
Every stage has its special significance.
在十二难里面有一篇信息，年长的弟兄讲过四段紧要的路程，其实也正好是讲这一段。
Actually, there was a good message talking about these four stages. stages of journey.
你们可以去参考哈。
That for your reference.
但是我个人简单提一下，这四个站在历史上，在圣经的历史上都有它特殊的意义。
I briefly talk about these four places had its significance through the Bible history.
基甲在约书亚记第五章告诉我们是滚去肉体。
Gilgal is mentioned in Joshua chapter 5. It means roll away your flesh.
约书亚每一次打完仗一定回到基甲，我们需要滚去肉体。
Every time Joshua fought a battle, he will always return back to Gilgal to get rid of our flesh.
哥罗西书二章十一节告诉我们，是不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
In the Galatians chapter 2 verse 11 says, it is not a circumcision done by man, but circumcision through Jesus.
我们上个礼拜正好讲对付肉体，大家能够很容易明白。
Last week we talk about how to deal with our flesh in the new man discipleship.
所有侍奉主、走主道路的都需要对付肉体。
Everyone who wants to serve the Lord and follow Him will have to deal with our flesh.
第二个伯特利，伯特利是神的家 ，House of God.
Means house of God.
我们要在神家里面来经历身体的生活。
Therefore, we have to experience bodily life in the house of God.
而且你真正这样子 closely 长期的密切的生活的时候，一定需要十字架的。
If you need to live this bodily life and closely with brothers and sisters, we need the work of the cross.
我们会碰到彼此身上我们不合的地方、不同的地方、不舒服的地方。
Because we will encounter things that are not compatible and uncomfortable.
第三个讲到耶利哥。
And third place is Jericho.
耶利哥是以色列人进应许之地碰到的第一个征战。
Jericho, The first battle happened after Israelites went into the promised land.
他说到我们在属灵的道路上往前去的时候，
As we walk on the spiritual journey,
我们要在这里承受神的应许，承受神祝福的时候，那个拦阻我们的坚固营垒。
Jericho represents that great stronghold just about when we want to inherit spiritual blessings.
他不容许我们往前去。
It will stop us from going forward.
所以我们要问的，什么是我的耶利哥？
Therefore, we have to ask a question: What is our Jericho?
弟兄姊妹 can you answer that? 花五秒钟，你我的耶利哥到底是什么？
So let's pause for 5 seconds and think about what is our Jericho.
什么东西拦阻了让我们在主的道路上，在主所应许的祝福上不能继续往前？
What is stopping us from going forward and receiving God's promised blessings.
而耶利哥坚固的营垒的倒塌不是靠着血气。
And the collapse of this stronghold Jericho was not by the flesh.
乃是借着信而顺服。
But through trust and obeying God.
最后讲到约旦河。
Lastly is the Jordan River.
约旦河讲到与主同死同复活。
The Jordan River represents that we die and we rise with God.
12块石头埋在河里，十二块石头带到对岸。
12 stones were buriedIn the river, and 12 stones were carried to the other side.
讲到与主同死同复活的经历和见证。
So that is the experience and testimony of dying with Christ and the resurrection with Christ.
每一步路都有它属灵特殊的意义。
Every stage has its special spiritual meaning.
每一段路都可以把我们给挡下来。
And then we could have been stopped at every stage.
以利亚也每一次回头说：“你可以留在这里。”
Because Elijah, every stage, Elijah turned back and said.You may stay here.
但是伊丽莎一路跟随。
But yet Elijah pressed on and told
to follow to the end. 第四个，他宝贝上好的祝福。
Fourth point is that he really cherished the best blessings.
他看见他的师父伊丽莎、伊利亚的身上有一个特殊的气质、生命，或是神的同在。
Because he was able to see.The special quality in his master Elijah, he was able to sense God's presence.
他这是在常人身上看不到的。
And he was able to see something that he was could not see an ordinary people.
所以当以利亚对他说，在我没有被接去离开你以前，你要我为你做什么，只管求我。
So when Elijah told him, "Ask what I may do for you before I'm taken away from you."
请大家注意哈，以利亚问这句话是在考试吗？
Do you think Elijah was actually testing him?
他不是在考试。
He was not testing him.
他考试他就不需要加说你只管求。
Because if this was a test, he would not say ask.
他只要回头问说你到底要什么？
He could have just turned back and say what exactly you want.
你到底要什么？这是考试。
What exactly you want? That would be a test.
但是以利亚说你要什么？你只管求，就表示说我愿意成就你。
But yeah, what he said is that ask what I may do for you, and I will do it for you.
所以这是已经签好名的支票，这个叫做 空白支票，不是空头支票，差一个字差很多的。
In other words, Elijah was handing him a blank signed check.
啊，就像有以前有一些人就都说要为神家奉献，一个犹太人，他都是犹太人，永远被人家弄来跟吝啬连在一起，不晓得为什么。
There was a story, kind of like a joke about the Jews.
这是跟我们中国人很有拼的，都聪明，然后都省钱。
Jews are just like us Chinese. We're all very diligent, and then we like to save money.
然后大家都奉献，然后他也奉献一张支票，很大的金额，但是不签名。
So this is a story making fun of them being misers. So he would offer up a big sum of money on a check, but without signing his name.
你忘了签名了。
And then so people will remind him, you forgot to sign your check.
他说我这个人向来行善不为人知的。
And he says, I always do charity without, I always do charity unanimously, so that no one will know.
就这个支票如同废纸。Anonymously. 如同废纸，但以利亚不是这样。他说你要什么你告诉我，只管告诉我。
But yet, Elijah was not doing that. He says, whatever you ask.
那我希望带回到 reality 来哈。
So I want to bring it back to reality, to our real life.
如果哈。
What if?
如果主现在问我，你要我为你做什么，只管求，我马上成就。
What if the Lord is asking us now, ask whatever I may do for you, and I will do it.
我们想一下，花五秒到十秒，你会回答什么？
So let's pause and think about it. What would you ask?
我跟你讲，我们心里面可能都会有我们想要的，对不对？
I'm sure we all have our own desires.
可能是我们希望我们的难处，一个痛苦可以过去。
Maybe we hope that one hardship will pass away.
或者我们希望一个局面可以改变过来。
Or circumstances will change.
或者我们也真的是羡慕属灵的。
Or we desire something spiritual.
我就知道有一个弟兄，他花了很多年的功夫到处跑，他只求一件事，他要得到医病的恩赐。
I have known a brother who who have attended many meetings and conferences to seek for one gift. That is the gift of healing.
当以利亚问以利沙的时候
，So when Elijah asked Elisha,
他就说愿感动你的灵加倍感动我。
Elisha says.Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
因为他实在知道这个人身上有一个特殊的东西是人没有的。
Because he really saw this person has something special that others do not have.
他知道是从神来的。
And he knew this is from God.
他知道是以利亚得胜的秘诀。
And he knows that this is the secret to Elijah's victories.
然后他谦卑地知道自己的不配和不行，所以他需要双份 double portion.
And he humbly knows that he's unworthy and that he's not qualified. Therefore, he asked for double portion.
他说愿感动你，不是他贪心，因为他知道他自己不行。
It's not because he was greedy, but he knew that he was not qualified.
所以他说愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我。
So he says, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
后来我们知道他得到了。
And then later on we knew that he's got it.
我们怎么知道他得到呢？
Why do we know that he's got it?
这个当他过河的时候。
When he was crossing the Jordan River again.
他拿起以利亚留给他的衣服。
He took up the mantle that fell from Elijah.
他就说耶和华以利亚的神在哪里呢？他一打水，水整个分开来。
And he says, where's the Lord of Elijah? And he struck the water parted.
他知道这个能力不是他天然人可以有的，没有人可以行神迹的。
He knew that this is not from his own natural self. No one, no natural man can
perform miracles. 主耶稣说 apart from me, you can do nothing. 离了我，你什么都不能做。
Because Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们没有一个人可以行神迹的。
None of us can perform miracles.
但是今天教会里面充满了各式各样的侍奉和事工，是不要圣灵人可以做的。
But yet today in the church, so many ministries can be accomplished without the Holy Spirit.
所以神把我们带到一些绝境，约旦河在前面，你过不去。
Therefore, God oftentimes will lead us to an extreme place just right before the Jordan.
你天然人没办法解决的。
An obstacle that human nature cannot solve.
当我们依靠上头来的灵的时候，我们发现不可能变为可能。
But when we trust the Holy Spirit from above, then the impossible becomes possible.
无路可走变成路通了。
The end of the road become a new way.
而且当他回来的时候
，When he returned,
在耶利哥对面看见他回来的人
，Those people who saw him by the city of Jericho.
他们说了一句什么话
？Do you know what they said?
刚刚读过的，他们说了什么话
？What did they say？
他说：“感动以利亚的灵，感动以利沙了。
”It says, they were saying that the spirit of Elijah is now on him.
请问这句话明明是在约旦河的对面，以利沙对以利亚个人所说的话，没有人听到的。
Actually, the request of Elisha, to Elijah was spoken on the other side of Jordan River. No one heard it.
那这一句话告诉我们，以利沙活出了他所祷告的。
But yet people's comment tells us that Elisha now manifests the life that he prayed for.
他不仅仅得着了他所羡慕所求的。
Not only that he has obtained what he requested.
他活出了他所羡慕他所求的。
He was able to live it out and manifest it.
有一首诗歌说，愿我的生活更像我的祷告。
There's a song that says, May my life be more like my prayers.
有没有唱过？我们常常有很多的祷告，很多的羡慕。
Yes, we often have all these longings and prayers.
可是我们祷告归祷告，我们活不出来。
But yeah, we just keep our prayers be prayers only.
所以那首诗歌说，但愿我的生活更像我的祷告。
So the song says, Lead me to live a life that's more like my prayers.
那这句话，耶利哥对面的人都看见以利亚身上，以利沙身上的改变。
And now those people on the other side of Jordan are witnessing the change in Elisha's life.
他们明明没有听见他对以利亚说的话，但是他们却见证了，那感动以利亚的灵，感动了以利沙。
They did not hear the Elisha's request to Elijah, but yet they're witnessing and testifying that Elisha has got it, and now he's manifesting it.
然后你发现圣经很有意思的一个记载哈。
There's a very interesting recording in the Bible.
不光以利沙真正得着了双倍的感动，双倍的。
Not only that Elisha really obtained double portion of the Spirit.
不光在他里面得到了双倍的祝福。
Not only that he has received a double portion of blessing within.
他整个外面的事工，他所行的神迹，是他师父的一倍 ，double。
And actually, his ministry and the number of miracles that he performed exactly double what Elijah did.
啊，但是我很多年前把它列出来，我现在大概记得是以利亚大概行了八个，以利沙行了十六个。
Many years ago, I kind of counted Elijah performed 8 miracles and Elisha performed 16.
他的祷告成就了。
Yes, his prayers were answered.
他里面得到了双倍的灵。
He received a double portion of Elijah's spirit.
他外面给神家带来的祝福，他所行的神迹奇事也是 double 的。
And outwardly, he was able to through his ministry perform double.The number of miracles.
这样子一个平凡的人
，such an ordinary man，
被神从农田里面招出来的人
，who is being called out by God from his field，
在神家，在神国里面，在周围的列国中间，高举神的名，荣耀神的名。
He was able to in Israel and among the nations nearby lift up and exalted the name of the Lord.
所以当他临终的时候。
Before his death,
以色列的王都来趴在他的身上，伏在他的身上。
The kings of Israel will come and bow before him.
称他为我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵呢。
And call out to him, Oh my father, my father, the chariots of horsemen of Israel.
像一个孤单的小孩，父亲要离开的时候，他觉得失去了父亲的保护。
I'm sure at that moment, the king of Israel probably feel just like a child. That his father is departing and he was afraid of not being protected.
一个国家失去了最主要的力量，以色列的战车马兵。
As if a nation is about to lose a major power, the chariot and horsemen of Israel.
我们羡不羡慕过一个这样子有意义、有价值的生活？
Do we long to live such a meaningful and worthy life?
我再说，圣经上没有一个属灵伟人是天生的。
Let me stress it again. None of these spiritual giants were born that way.
他们都经过了很多的试验、很多的挑战、很多的淘汰。
They have gone through challenges, testing, and elimination.
以利沙的一生就是这样，一直面对挑战，面对淘汰。
This is the life of Elisha. He continuously faced challenges and elimination.
但是因为他坚定要主的心志。
But yet because he hold fast to his desire.
因为他专心的跟随，让他得到了。
Because he wholeheartedly followed, he obtained it.
第二个，没有一个属灵伟人。他的成果是只有外面的，都是先从里面开始的。
And none of the spirit giants, they only obtain outward blessings. All of their blessings start from within.
而这个里面生命的培养跟成长，是借着最平凡的生活来培养出那不平凡的生命。
And yet this cultivation of extraordinary inner life start from most ordinary life.
带出那不平凡的结果。
And that the result will be extraordinary.
第三个，所有属灵的伟人，没有一个人是凭着自己，也是为着自己，而在这里追求卓越，活出他。
Thirdly, none of these spiritual giants were pursuing excellency by their own strength or for their own purposes.
那这也是以利沙身上让我们看见的，他求要得着神的灵，而且是双倍的灵。
Here we see Elisha, he asked double portion of God's spirit.
那我们一起来唱刚才的409首，好不好
？Let's sing the song we just sang, 409.
在我们最平凡的生活里面，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
In our most ordinary life, Christ is all and in all.
我们再看上面讲哈，基督是一切，又在一切之内。
As we said it here, Christ is all and in all.
任何事情跟基督发生的关系都是大事。
Anything that is related with Christ is a great thing.
任何平凡的生活都可以让我们用来培养不平凡的生命。
Any ordinary life can be used to cultivate extraordinary life.
来活出不平凡的生活。
So that we can manifest this.Extraordinary life.
我们唱409首，第二节请姊妹唱，第三节弟兄唱，其他我们一起唱。
我的心爱主，你是我一生。
主，无论有什么遭遇，有你在掌权，仍是我意象。
Lord, whatever may befall us, as long as you are reigning, that will forever be our vision.
主啊，你永远是我们心里面最爱的这一位。
You are always our most beloved.
当你呼召我们起来跟随你的时候
，When you call us to follow you,
主啊，你让我们为着你的缘故。我们愿意看万事如同粪土。
Help us to treat everything as rubbish for your sake.
让我们心里面真是说，我要以得着基督为我们的至宝。
That we will say that we will obtain Christ as our utmost treasure.
哦，主啊，我们今天比旧约这些圣徒们有福多了。
Today we are so much more blessed than the saints in the Old Testament time.
主啊，我们不只是被一个使命所召，乃是被你所亲自呼召。
We're not just being called by a mission, but we're being called by you.
我们所得着的不仅仅只是圣灵加倍的感动，乃是你内住的圣灵。
Not only that we have received a double portion of the move of the Holy Spirit, we have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
乃是你自己成了我们的生命和力量。
That you have become our life and our strength.
你成了我们的意向和标杆。
You have become our vision and our goal.
你成了我们一切的一切。
You have become all and all of to us.
哦，主耶稣，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们真是要把下垂的手、发酸的腿再挺起来。
That we will strengthen our dropped hands and feeble knees.
我们要忘记背后，要努力面前。
That we will forget about the past.And press on toward the future.
我们要竭力的来得着你所要给我们的。
That we will press on to receive what you have prepared for us.
好让我们能够活出你在我们身上伟大的计划。
So that we can live out this great purpose you have for our lives.
更让我们能够活出在我们里面那伟大超凡的生命。
That we will live out this great and supernatural life.
哦，主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
把我们在座的每一位都交给你。
We commit every one of us here before you.
为了还没有信耶稣的朋友，我们求你祝福。
We pray for the blessings of gospel friends.
让他们早一天有机会能够认识你这位伟大的神。
That they will get to know you. They will have a chance to get to know you.
能够接受你。
They will receive you.
为着我们所有已经是你儿女的。
For all of us who are your children.
我们求你来吸引我们，快跑的来跟随你。
We pray that you will draw us so that we will run after you.
求你用你自己的荣耀和美德再来召我们。
That you will call us with your virtues and with your great.
把我们从世界、从肉体、从我们一切的软弱里面召出来。
That you will call us out of the world, our weaknesses and all the flesh.
让我们在平凡的生活中，我们真是培养不平凡的生命。
That we will cultivate an extraordinary life in our most ordinary living.
在我们最平凡的生活里面，让我们活出那不平凡的价值。
So that in our most ordinary living, that we will live out this great worth.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.